Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to OnlyFans Q&A Live, a question and answer show exclusive to OnlyFans and Miami Dolphins Discord server. Now, here's your host, Alf.
And we're on, and this is OnlyFans Q&A Live. We do this show every single week, all season long, all year long, every single week, except in training camp, because I'm going to be on like every single day. Like, why would you need me to come on here to do OnlyFans Q&A Live while I'm doing a camp report every single day? But if you want to participate in these things that we do every single week, you go to discord.gg/OnlyFans and you sign up for $3 a month. I got a friend of mine on here, Matt Perdomo. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Alf. Thank you for calling me your friend. I think it's the first time in like 3-4 years.
It's the first time I call you my friend? Really?
Well, yeah, because usually most people just think you're my dad.
Yeah, I know. Which pisses me the fuck off, man. Especially that chick at the fucking at the cigar lounge that we used to go to. You know, I stopped going to the cigar lounge because of that shit.
Because they called you my dad?
Yes. That shit fucking offended me, and I never wanted to go again.
Because I think you'd be lucky if I was your son, first off. Secondly, it offends
what, I'd
my
ask
dad.
You for money, then.
I do.
All right, lend me $200,000. I'll pay you back.
No.
What do you mean, no? You know I'm good for it.
I don't have that much money.
No? How about $100,000?
I'll lend you $100.
Oh, fuck. $100, no. I could walk outside and find $100 on the street.
Go ahead and try it. Let me see.
Yeah. Anyways, NBA Finals starts tomorrow. Your thoughts? We usually bet these things, but I got a feeling that we'll just come out looking like complete idiots if we bet the Mavs. And essentially, we would be betting the Mavs like haters. We'd be betting with a hater's heart. We'd be like, fuck the Celtics. Let's go Mavs. And at the end of this thing, we're just going to throw away our money. Right? Am I right or am I wrong?
100% right. The only reason why I'd be betting the Mavs is because I hate the Celtics. So there's no analysis in there. It's just I would rather them lose.
You don't see the path, right? You don't see the path for the Mavs to win? Like, what do you think of this argument? Luka and Kyrie are better than Tatum and Brown, and that's why the Mavs are going to win. What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that is that it's not 2-on-2.
That's true.
Might be playing a different sport here.
Yeah, and what's wrong?
If it was a pickup game, yeah, I would be like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, what's also wrong with that is that the rest of Boston's team is much, much better than Dallas's team. Dallas is trotting out their DJJ, man. Remember him? He was on bad Heat teams. He won a dunk contest.
Don't remember him.
You don't remember him?
No. Yeah, I'm going to have to look this guy up.
Really? You don't remember him? Look him up.
No, I don't.
Look him up.
I'm looking him up. You're not talking about...
Derrick Jones Jr., Pogos man.
Derrick Jones? No, what is it? Hold on. Oh, Derrick Jones Jr.
Yeah, DJJ.
Who the hell calls him DJJ?
Dude, we called him DJJ when he was here.
I don't know. He wasn't good enough to have a nickname for me.
But he was a huge part of their rotation this year, and he's a huge part of their rotation right now.
Honestly, I thought he did pretty good. Like when I was watching him play, this last series against the Wolves. I thought he was doing good. I think every time he came in, it was solid minutes. I think like a couple stupid fouls here and there, a couple gimmies, like wide open fucking looks at the 3-point. He just absolutely missed. But other than that, I thought he did fine. I mean, it's sad that he's probably one of their stronger bench players, but
So we're not touching this series, right? Not at all.
Man, honestly, I would probably only touch it. Like, if the Mavs get blown out in one of these games, I'll definitely take the Mavs on points in another game because I think Vegas and the whole world will overreact. But it's so hard for me to even think that it's going to go past six games.
What if the Mavs win game one? Do we then bet the Mavs to win the series?
It would depend. Like what odd would you have to see? Like, it would depend what the odds were.
I want plus 300 with the Mavs and Doncic as the MVP.
That's after they win game one?
Yeah. And I don't think they're going to give it to me, to be honest with you. I don't think they're going to give it.
They're not going to give us that. It'll probably be closer to like plus 150, 175 maybe. And I would take that. I'll sprinkle a little bit on there.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, we got the Panthers to win it all, and we're going to have a successful NBA playoff run without really hitting any real NBA bets.
Look, I thought we were on some really good stuff. We had, I think, our
Minnesota fucked us. That whole series was a disaster.
Night was that game with Anthony Edwards where he was going absolutely off, and then he just decided he wasn't going to score anymore.
Yeah. And that completely ruined our entire run. Ruined our entire run was that series. If not, I think we were going to make money in the NBA playoffs.
Well, that ruined it. And then the game after that where Denver had the lead, me and you were kind of sitting there like, yeah, we got this, you know, because we had like three bets into that.
Yeah, we were geniuses. By the way, Denver was up 20 points at home.
Yeah.
We were geniuses.
I'm not gonna lie, Alf. I lost my shit that night. Like, I was out to dinner, and it ruined my night. I was like, I can't believe.
I was.
You know how you like when you have a 20-point lead, you start counting the money.
I did.
Like, all right, I'm gonna start betting this, and I'm gonna start betting.
I was already putting bets. In fact, I think I sent you a text like, "Hey, we're using the winnings to put a bet on the Dolphins to win the division and a Tua MVP bet."
Oh. Dude, I was having a great night. I was like, dude, this is awesome. I'm winning. I'm having good dinner, blah, blah, blah. And then 10 minutes later, I look and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
It was worse for me. The Nuggets went up 20 and I'm like, fuck this. I'm watching TV. I'm going to watch some other shit. You know?
Yeah. Who had a worse fumble of the bag? Dolphins losing to the Tennessee Titans on a Thursday night football game or
Monday night football?
Oh, Monday Night Football, even better. Monday Night Football or Denver Nuggets fumbling in the bag.
It was the Denver Nuggets. It was the Denver Nuggets, and I'll tell you why. First of all, they were defending champions. We were just some douchebag on Monday Night Football, okay? But it was so bad that I see that they're up 20. I'm like, fuck this. I'm watching TV or some other shit. I'm not watching the end of this crap. And I'm like, well, let me go check the score. And it was like 8 minutes later. Let me go check the score. And they're up 2 points. And I'm like, what? What happened? And now I'm watching the game. Okay? Because now I'm sweating. And sure enough, they blow that thing. And I'm like, I can't believe this bullshit. Like, this went 180 on us, and it shouldn't have.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not a huge Nikola Jokic fan. So on the inside, I'm kind of happy that he lost. But at the same time, I was just more upset because they should have won that game, you know, and we would have made a lot of money. But yeah, so, I mean, what goes around comes around.
Yeah. Anyways, this is technically a Dolphins podcast. So I got to ask you, are you skinny Tua or Chubby Tua? Team Chubby Tua or Team Skinny Tua?
I think I'm going to have to go with, because even though he's skinny right now, I don't find him like overly skinny. So I'm going to have to go with skinny.
So you're team skinny Tua, because nobody's team skinny Tua. Everybody's team fat Tua, including Jalen Waddle. You know? By the way, I don't think it was necessary for Tyreek Hill to call him fat as shit. Okay? Like, come on. Did you hear Tyreek call him fat as shit at the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, but I mean, I think, like, obviously, he doesn't mean fat as shit. He's a big boy. He probably saw. Look, this guy probably showers with him, sees him naked in the locker room or whatever. He sees some fat as shit stuff, all right? So I'm imagining he's allowed to call somebody out.
Yeah, he's big. Yeah. Well, all right, Matt. I want to get rid of you. You coming all over right. Saturday to watch the Panthers take a 1-0 lead on Edmonton?
I don't know if I can hang out Saturday. I was going to see if you wanted to do something tomorrow.
Cool. We'll do something tomorrow then. By the way, how you feeling? How you feeling about this series? I know you were shitting your pants because of Connor McDavid. Are you confident? Are you confident? You think our money is in good hands in the series, or are you still shitting your pants?
I mean, I'm not shitting my pants. I find the Oilers to be extremely skilled, you know, watching them play. I think what I have to remember is that the Rangers have probably, like, we probably had a we had the series of, like, the two best goalkeepers, right?
Yes.
So, like, you have to also, like, put it in perspective. Like, yeah, although, like, we were shooting a lot and not scoring as much as we probably hoped, like, you know, that was probably the best goalie or whatever. So that puts me at ease a little bit. But, like, I mean, I'm not going to lie, man. When I was watching the Oilers play, I was like, man, these guys are fucking skilled. Like, they don't make a lot of those bonehead mistakes, you know? Like, for example, Dallas, they played like, I don't know, man. Sometimes I don't know if they knew what they were playing for a couple seconds. Like, they had the, remember that icing call we were watching? And I was like, man, what the hell happened?
Yeah, and they gave the face off on their end with Connor McDavid taking the face off.
That was so they just had some weird things. And then, like, that game where I think it was on Wednesday last week, they had a 2-0 lead, like, literally in the first 5 minutes. Then that's it. They basically lost half. They lost 3-2. It was just so weird. I don't know. But I think it's also what the Oilers do to people. So that's what scares me. I think they're going to be. I think it's going to be a good. It's going to be fun as hell to watch. You know.
Yeah, it's going to be a good series. Technically, it's royalty versus, you know, the dregs of the NHL, because that's what they think of us. That's what they think of Florida Panthers fans and the franchise. They think that we're some, like, you know, podunk team.
To be fair, we were. It's kind of hard to believe that we have an ice skating ring in Florida.
Yeah, but you know what's not hard to believe? The last 5 years, there's been a Florida team in the Stanley Cup final. Five consecutive years. Is that crazy or what?
Yeah, how come Tampa Bay Lightning isn't hated as much as the Panthers?
They're not, right? But we are. We have to take shit from everybody.
It's one of those Miami things, right? Where
we
got too much swag. It is what it is.
Yeah, and
they hate us because they ain't us.
Exactly. Yeah, they hate us because they ain't us. All right, Matt. We'll talk, man. We'll do something all tomorrow.
Right. Sounds good. Enjoy your night. Have fun with this little talk show.
All right.
Cool. Answer some questions. I got some good ones in there. Later.
Yeah, I know. I saw the ones you put.
All right.
Get the fuck out of here. All right. I'm gonna bring up Merrick. Although we do a show on Friday, we're doing two. How do you like that? So I'm bringing him up to help me answer some of these questions. Well, while he figures that out, I'm going to get to some of these questions. All right, first question. I heard on the streets that Calais Campbell was at Dolphins camp today. Calais Campbell was not at Dolphins camp today. And I don't know where you heard that on the streets. Like who's the person talking on the streets? The whole beat was there, so if Calais Campbell was at Dolphins camp today, I think they would have seen him. I think I hear Merrick. Merrick, is that you?
I'm in, Alf. I don't know what was going on with my phone, but it wasn't letting me unmute. It's that Discord stuff you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Discord is acting really, really, really weird. You know, I'm just waiting for it to crap out any second again. But I already know when it craps out. It craps out, it makes this little noise, and then all I got to do is just restart everything, and then all I got to do is edit. you know. But the
technology,
people that,
man.
But the people that are here live are listening to all of this crap live. So they're listening to us, you know, completely crash.
God bless them.
Yeah. How did you like me bringing them? I have a friend of mine stalking me into the OnlyFans Q&A live. You saw that?
Yeah, I listened to the whole thing. He sounded like a nice young gentleman.
Yeah. What's cooler, that my friends come in here or that my friends pay me $3 a month?
Well, I think I'm part of that boat. Somehow I pay $3 a month and then also help host a show on Friday night. So I think I'm the coolest of all.
Yeah, you want to laugh? The moderator in here, you know, Weck, the moderator?
Wow.
He pays $3 a month.
Now that's a grift.
Yes, yes. I pick up every single dollar everywhere. No free rides. Nobody.
You got to. Hey, I just saw through the end of the month on the Arby's app, you can get $1 sliders. So
nice.
In this economy, you got to eat cheap. So I figured I'd let our listeners know that.
People hate Arby's. What's wrong with Arby's? Why do people hate Arby's?
Wrong with Arby's. It's delicious.
Yeah, I don't know why people hate Arby's. Let's get to
I meant to ask you this, Alf. Yes. When I visit Florida, one of my favorite places to go, and I've realized through social media that this place is hated by Florida natives, but is it called Pollo Tropical? Pollo Tropical? What is it called?
Yes, Pollo Tropical, yes.
It's delicious. I love that place. That's like my favorite fast food
fine.
Place I've ever been to in my life.
That place is fine. The only problem is that there's like thousands of places better. You know,
but clearly, if I'm going to go to like a fine dining experience, I'm not going to go to Pollo Tropical. But if I want like some healthy ish fast food with like, and I love the sauce options, I really like this place. As an Iowan, I'm a big fan of Pollo Tropical. I just thought I'd let you know that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the place. You know, I haven't been there in 1,000 years, you know, but. Anyway, let's get to some of these questions. Oddly enough, you put a question in here, too. You put, how many plates of endless shrimp at Red Lobster could Fat Tua have down compared to Skinny Tua? I don't know what he eats, okay? I do know that he was doing cookouts at his house. He was having players over last year.
Yeah.
And the word was that it was just barbecue fare, like pork and burgers and stuff like that. So
that sounds good to me. I mean, he's Samoan, he's Polynesian. They're yes. big on that type of stuff.
Yeah,
so
there's
a couple of spam. Yeah,
you know,
plenty
of pork.
I have a couple Hawaiian/Samoan students that have gone through the Black and Brave Wrestling Academy, and they're big on that stuff, and they do definitely eat spam all the time.
Mm-hmm. All right, somebody puts in that's the trick. Skinny Tua's metabolism is faster, so he'd be able to down more. Yeah, the Skinny Tua narrative is getting out of hand. Okay. Our favorite media figure, Mike Florio, was hypothesizing that he was under 200 pounds. Mike Florio has to be the worst at this because I don't think he knows what somebody under 200 pounds looks like. And Tua is not it. I've seen him in person. That is not an under 200-pound man.
Oh, no, certainly not. No, I think what did he play at last year, like 230?
235 is the rumor. 230 to 235.
So let's say he lost even 20 pounds, which is probably more than he actually lost. Then he's still 215.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm guessing he's somewhere around 220 pounds, and I was told that they want him around 220 to 222. You know.
And he's Samoan, so he's thick. He's got the thick lower half, the tree trunk quads. So, yeah, No chance in hell he's under 200 pounds.
No, none whatsoever. Even when he was a rookie, I used to see him, and I'm like, man, this guy's, you know, he's going to be big. You know, he's going to have to be a guy who's going to have to work out. If not, he's going to get big. All right.
Speaking of Tua and transformations, I saw early this morning, sometimes Omar Kelly goes on, like, long Twitter answering questions threads early in the morning for people who are up early. And he said something about Tua getting new teeth. This offseason? Is that true? Is that a rumor? I hadn't seen that anywhere else. Is that something Omar's making up, or what's the deal here? Did Tua get like veneers or something like that?
Not that I know of. He always had white teeth. There was nothing wrong with his teeth. Now, if he got veneers, then I guess. I guess when I see him in training camp, you know, I'll make sure to look at him. I'll ask him. How about that? Did you get veneers, Tua? Maybe I get thrown out of camp by asking that.
Veneers are expensive. He might need the new contract to afford that.
Something tells me that he has about $24 million coming to him. I don't think he worries about paying for veneers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. I think he can afford that.
All right, next question in there. You can help me answer some of these. Besides the Tua contract, do you see any moves happening before camp starts? Oh, before camp starts. That's a great question. I think they add a player. They add a near starter before camp starts. Where? I have no idea. I know where I want it to be. I want it to be.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows in store or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Safety, but my guess is it will probably be in the interior offensive line. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think if I was the GM and I was adding somebody, I would grab Greg Van Roten to play right guard there. I think I worry about the offensive line more than Chris Greer does, and I want to keep skinny Tua healthy, so that's where my money would go. I don't disagree that a third safety option would be interesting, although Nick Needham has been reportedly kind of training to play that role, and you know, we'll see how that goes. Jordan Poyer has been a mentor to him, he says. So we'll see.
All right. Another question. Any update on Connor Williams, or is it radio silence? There is no update. The last we heard about Connor Williams was he was contemplating not playing this season. It's been speculated that the injury was bad enough where he could actually contemplate retirement. So we shall see. It's kind of obvious he's not ready as of right now. He hasn't participated in any workouts I've heard of. I know he's not under contract, so that matters as well. But you know, it's common knowledge, NFL players, the last team you were on, you're allowed to work out there. So, you know, they don't kill your key card just because your contract expired. So he hasn't been heard of. Or heard from, so I have no idea what's going on with Connor Williams. My guess is he's not playing this season. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's a safe assumption there. All indications, at least if you read through, read between the lines from some of these reporters out there, is that knee injury is pretty significant, and it's going to take a long while to come back from that. So if you do add a Connor Williams, I wouldn't expect that until mid to late season if you need a body on that interior offensive line. But I, like you said, Alpha, I could very well see him missing the entire year.
Yeah. And you know, he would be perfect, man. You know, he'd be perfect to add to this group, but you know, I just don't see it. It's not going to happen. You know, next question. Yeah, let me see it right here. Let me see what's the next one. Can you explain a little more about the rubber band effect? Tua mentioned he learned from Beck. That's a very old thing. If you want, I will play some sound right here, and so you could hear it. Let me see if I could get it on here. All right. Yeah, this is Tua speaking to David Ferronis.
It's seamless when you throw. So your hips go before your upper body, and then it's sort of like when you release it, it just snaps. So just a flick of the wrist, but that ball takes off.
Tua will explain it. It's very, very simple. It's about recoil, and it's about essentially just springing your body forward through the ball. It's different theory on how to throw the football, but it's widely accepted now. Like most people, the way most people threw a football in the 80s and 90s, they're considered dinosaurs. This is all new thinking, and evidently it works for everybody else. So we shall see. It's paying dividends so far. You can see it, man. There's definitely some pop and spin on that football. I don't know if you've seen him throw the ball yet in minicamp, Merrick, but looks good, man.
Oh yeah, I mean, just the highlights they've put out there on social media, it looks real solid. You know, everybody's reporting that there's a little more velocity on the throws, and apparently, you know, he's just throwing in 7-on-7s. He's not playing or he's not practicing in 11-on-11s, but apparently he looks sharp as hell. Looks like one of the top performers at minicamp this week, and that's good news if you're a Dolphins fan, and that's also good news if you're Tua Tagovailoa looking for that $53, $54 million a year that he is bound to get here shortly.
Yeah. All right. Let's run through these questions. There's plenty in the chat. Is there a way for the Fins to restructure Hill, meaning Tyreek Hill, giving him more money, but also tying some of that money to staying out of trouble off the field? Of course, it's called morals clauses. All contracts have them. So that could cause voids, and that could cause legal recourse to be able to, you know, get bonuses back. All contracts have them. I'm pretty certain that Tyreek's would as well if they restructured and handed him some more guaranteed money for 2025 and 2026, which is probably what he wants. I don't know if they'll do that. They might work something with 2025. That's my guess. Not that I have any information on this. I don't know if you have any thoughts on it.
No, I mean, we know Tyreek Hill hasn't been the big news today. I wasn't on social media much today. I had a pretty busy day. But as I was trying to get caught up after dinner tonight, I saw that he was kind of rebuking the idea that he has multiple children with different women on Twitter. He said that was not true and that you shouldn't believe everything that you read. I thought that was a done deal. I thought we all knew that was true, but he says that's not true. So
yeah, as far as I know, I always thought that he had 10 children with 5 women.
That's what I thought too.
Like that's the accepted ratio. You know,
he says don't believe everything you read, which, you know, in a vacuum is true, but I don't know if that pertains to his fatherhood.
All right, next question. What does the safety market look like as far as salary for Justin Simmons and Quandre Diggs? What would they sign for? Have to think at this point it's 1-year deals for both or no? Yes, absolutely. Remember, Quandre Diggs is much older than Justin Simmons. I think both of them will get 1-year prove-it deals. Not that they need to prove it because both are really, really good players. But I think both of them will get 1-year deals and will start wherever they go. I can't see how these guys are going to back up anybody. I think they're both starting quality players. I think they're both, quite honestly, I think they're, look, Simmons, I think, is a top 5 safety. Quandre Diggs, I think, is a top 12 safety in the NFL. I think they both start. Like, we were talking about this on OnlyFans the other day, me and CK, and he was like, you think Quandre Diggs would accept coming off the bench and being a backup? No, I think that you start drying up some 3 safety stuff for him if you sign him, and you play him, and I would start him ahead of Poyer. And I would make Poirier the dime linebacker and actually play him in the sub packages. That's the way I would do it if I got Quandre Diggs here. So I don't know what you would think as far as those two guys. I don't think Simmons is going to be cheap. Like, forget about that. That's why I like Quandre Diggs, because I think he would be cheap for this season.
Yeah, I agree with you, Alf. Actually, I I do think Justin Simmons would cost a bit more than Quandre Diggs, but I actually looked it up, and Diggs is actually only 10 months older than Justin Simmons. I always forget that how long Simmons has been in the league for. Simmons is actually 30 years old and will turn 31 halfway through this upcoming season.
Wow, that's pretty good. I had no idea. I thought he was like 2 years older.
Huh. Yeah, I thought so as well. I thought Simmons was just in his late 20s, but no, he's about to be 31.
All right, let's run through these rapid fire because we're wearing out our welcome here. We're going a little bit long. Who will be the biggest surprise in training camp? What rookie will make the biggest impact besides Chop? The answer is always Mo Kamara. Yours?
Agree, Mo Kamara. Again, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think when it's all said and done, Kamara might be my favorite pick from this draft class.
All right, Matt put one in here before he left. He said three keys. Actually, he hasn't left. He's right there. Three keys to winning it all this season. What are they? And he says he's thinking health, pick up an O-lineman midseason. I agree with both. And what else? The third one is obvious. Play calling. They got to run the football, and they got to have a more efficient running game. I think we ran the numbers. We talked about it on one of our shows, Merrick. And what's the number I came up with? 2,500 yards rushing, right? Because last year they had like 22 and change. So I'm talking about 300 more rushing, which means they'll have a bigger commitment to running the football. They do that, they'll have enough wins to have home field. You have home field, you could get to the Super Bowl. You get to the Super Bowl, you have a shot to win because it's 50-50 shot, essentially. You agree with
that? I agree, and I will also add in Anthony Weaver, right? How effective is he going to be in his second opportunity as a defensive coordinator? Because his first go around with the Houston Texans, granted, they were an awful team then. It wasn't so good. He didn't do such a good job. But now he's got stars on this team, on this defense. And how effective will his scheme be, and how quickly can the guys pick it up and be able to execute? So that's probably the third key for me.
All right, next question. What player was an ancillary piece last year but is needed to step up this year? Man, that's a good question. I'm trying to think.
That is a good question.
Who was an ancillary piece? Like, I wouldn't call David Long
ancillary. What about somebody like Deshaun Hand?
Okay, that's a good one, yes. And I've been told, like, if you want to bet, not that you can bet on this, but the guy that could get a surprising big contract. Big meaning, you know, like $4 or $5 million a year at the end of the season. Deshaun Hand is the name that was given to me as a guy that could pop this year and get himself kind of paid somewhere else. So, yeah, Deshaun Hand is a good one. Yeah, that one makes a lot of sense. And as of right now, I would say Elijah Campbell because he's in all the sub packages as a safety. Nick Needham as well. So, those.
Cam Smith.
Yes, Cam Smith could actually start, and I explained this the other day. If Jalen Ramsey is going to be playing in the slot a lot more, and it stands to reason if you're going to pay him $23 million a year, you want him doing everything, because at least that's how I would manage my team. Not that I know more than Vic Fangio, okay? But I think I do, because I wouldn't get a $23 million player and tell him, you know, just stand over there in the corner. You know what I mean?
Think about it.
If you hired somebody to clean your house and you paid them, I don't know, $300 to clean your house, right? And they offered to clean your toilets, would you say no?
I wouldn't just tell them, hey, you can clean this one entertainment room over here, but don't clean the rest of the house.
Yeah, I'd tell them, okay, you're washing windows, you're cleaning the cupboards, you're cleaning the oven, you're cleaning the microwave, you're cleaning the refrigerator, you're doing everything. That's what they should have done with Jalen Ramsey and not have him essentially wasted out there on an island. If they're not going to do that this year, and every indication, even he said it, is that they're not. They're going to ask him to do a lot, which means he'll play a lot in the slot. If he plays a lot in the slot, guess what? Cam Smith is a starter. So I guess that's the answer, Cam Smith. All right, next question. Did we ever find out if Tua is a wrestling fan? We have not found out. I missed my chance last year. I didn't get to ask him when Roman Reigns was champion. So that was the perfect tie-in. But he did show up to a WWE event a couple years back. Okay?
He's got to be a fan. All Samoans love pro wrestling because all Samoans are great at pro wrestling.
Yeah, the thing is that Dolphin fans want him to do the ring entrance with the bloodline and all that stuff. You know,
I love
mean?
It. I love it.
I love for him to do it, you know, especially when they go to Buffalo or something like that, you know, get some real heel heat, right?
Yes.
I think he is, because I'm pretty certain he was at an event 2 years ago. So I think he is, but I'll try to find out.
This is my in. This is how I get some Tua autographed merch sent to me.
Absolutely. I'll find out. All right, next question. Do we really think Tua can run a top five offense without Tyreek Hill? And he writes, he can't, and that's why I don't think he's worth $50 million, but the market is the market. His numbers suggest that he would run the number one offense in the NFL without Tyreek Hill, because he has a 109 passer rating without Tyreek Hill on the field. And that's 2 years running.
Yeah, and even without Tyreek Hill, you would still have Mike McDaniel calling your plays, and Mike McDaniel's scheme is perfectly built around Tua Tagovailoa's skill set, and you'd still have a Jalen Waddle, and Jalen Waddle, by all accounts, has looked awesome in camp so far.
Yeah. All right. I think we got just a couple more questions here. By the way, yeah, we are going to have a storefront, OnlyFans gear, 3YPC gear, all kinds of stuff. Let me see. Alf, what's your take on the Stanley Cup? How does it play out in your opinion? How does it play out? I think the Panthers grind them into dust. And Edmonton is so skilled that they're going to win a game on sheer talent. And then, you know, hockey is just, you know, when two teams are evenly matched, and they are kind of evenly matched, you know, it sometimes goes sideways in a game. So I'm going to say, I really want to say Panthers in five, and they finish it here in Florida. But I'm going to go ahead and say Panthers in six, and they end it in Edmonton. That's my thoughts. I don't know if you have thoughts on the Stanley Cup.
I'm just going to agree with whatever you say on that, Alf, and hope that I get to watch them win. Vamos, yep. Gatos.
Yes. Everybody keeps saying that they keep hearing at Dolphins camp that Calais Campbell was on the streets today. That he was on the streets today? Like, what was he doing on the streets? Like, I don't know what... look, the whole beat was there, right? So if the whole beat was there, I think they would see... They would see a 6'8", 325-pound man. Okay?
I don't think he was hiding behind the goalposts.
No, Calais Campbell is 6'8", 325 pounds. You cannot miss him. It's impossible to miss him. Okay? So if he was at camp, it would be everywhere. You know? So I don't think anybody would have mentioned it. I think we're going to leave it right here. Merrick, did you see, by the way, the debut last night of Who Killed WCW? It's the 4,000th installment in the same question that everybody seems to know the answer, but they're trotting it out, you know? It's the longest grift going.
What is this on?
It's on Vice.
What is this on?
It was on Vice.
Oh, last I love night. Vice. They have the best.
Yeah, it's a four-part series. I think you could go. In fact, it's on YouTube. If you go on YouTube, Vice has it for free. You can watch it for free. Who Killed WCW, the first episode. Okay.
Well, I will be watching that as soon as we log off here then. Thanks for the recommendation.
Yeah, it was the first episode. It was pretty cool, and we did not get the answer to the question. Everybody blamed each other.
Well, they want you to watch four episodes.
Yes, we got to watch four episodes. Spoiler alert,
it was Eric Bischoff and Hulk Hogan.
I don't know if they're gonna put the blame on Eric Bischoff, because he's plastered all over the series.
Yeah, he'll get his spin.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know who killed it, you know. They did relive a couple of those finishes. We know about the infamous, you know, the finger poke of doom.
Yes,
we know about that. Okay, and I don't think people make enough of that. That happened at a wrestling show. Like, if that happened at a Monday Night Raw, okay, fine. You know, it's a storyline. It's TV, but it happened at a pay per view. That happens on a pay per view.
Yeah,
go fuck yourself.
And people need to remember, you used to have to pay like $50 to watch that.
Yeah, and then they're gonna do that bullshit. But last night, that they only dealt with, I don't know if you remember it, Marek, the finish between Sting and Hogan. they did this build for about 18 months where Sting was going to get revenge, or he was going to be the standard bearer for WCW. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they had this big convoluted finish that went every which way, but, you know, loose. And then somehow Sting wins, but he didn't. You remember that?
It's just overbooked bullshit, man.
Yeah, all hell broke loose. Like, you know, Hogan just couldn't get pinned. No, it had to be like, oh, you know, he... First of all, the referee screwed up because the angle was supposed to be that the referee was bought and paid for by the NWO, and he was going to do a fast count, right? But the guy counted normally to three, right? So here comes...
One job!
So here comes Bret Hart, and Bret Hart is causing a whole stink. That was a fast count. That was a fast count. And I'm thinking, and I'm thinking to myself, damn, I remember this. I remember watching this and being completely confused. Like, why is Bret Hart saying it was a fast count?
Ugh.
The guy counted slow. So the referee screwed it up. And then, of course, they restarted the match. And then Sting wins. And it was a whole mess. An absolute mess that didn't need to happen.
Yeah, and that happens. That happens in wrestling. It's overbooked. Too many. What do they say? Too many Indians, not enough chiefs, or too many chiefs, not enough Indians. Yep.
Yep. That's usually how it works. All right, Marek, we're gonna get to this. We'll probably talk about this. Go watch that show. It's on YouTube. It's for free, and then maybe we'll review it on Friday. How's that?
Yeah, sounds good to me. I'm down.
All right, guys. If you want to participate in any of these Q&A lives. You got to go to discord.gg/OnlyFins and you become a member there for $3 a month. See you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to OnlyFins Q&A Live.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.